We're going to be learning tonight a topic of Psala Yotzei Min HaSukkah, which is an interesting topic. We're up to Siman Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, and we're going to be starting from Sif Hey, and hopefully we'll manage to finish the Siman. There's going to be one case of here, which is Mamash Riddle. Imagine there's a sukkah. Imagine the following case. You've got a sukkah that is totally, totally kosher for one person, and that identical spot, that very spot, where it's kosher for one person, is possible for the other individual. And they're both the same. No difference about them. It's just the actual spot is kosher for one person and possible yeshiva sukkah for the other person. Very, very strange and bizarre and obscure case. We're going to be touching on that tonight in Mitzvah. Can you think of a case like that? The same point. The same time. Can you think of such a thing? It's unbelievable, but it's a very, very obscure and strange case. Okay, that's going to be safe. It's going to be a Shai Tzion. Okay, we'll get to that in Mitzvah Hashem. Right, okay. We're going to be learning an interesting case. We've been learning the halachas of the height of a sukkah. So we learned that it has to be 20. If it's more than 20 amas, it's possible. Can you think of a case that the same spot is possible for one? If you've got a sukkah, that one place, it's kosher for one person, and the identical place is not is invalid for a shiva sukkah for another person. Can you think of a case like that? Okay, we're going to touch on an interesting point. That no, the same, the very same spot, the very same height. Pardon? No. Few people in the sukkah. Intention or something. Oh, good. Okay. Good try, but we're learning Tov Resh Lamed Gimel, so it's not gonna. But it's a good one. Good one. Okay, it's a good riddle. I wouldn't have known it if not for this Shai Tzion. I mean, I wouldn't have. Okay, an interesting one. Okay, if you ever want a good riddle. Okay, so we're learning about the height of a sukkah, which has to be 20 amas high. Anything which is below 20 amas is kosher, above is possible. Now, we're going to be learning now. We learned yesterday that there is various cases and scenarios that you can actually fill an area within the sukkah. You fill an area in the sukkah, so that is considered a miut, and that will consider the 20, will lower the 20 amas, as it were. Okay, now we're learning if a person makes the following. If a person had a sukkah that was over 20 amas high, and he built in that sukkah, he bought an itztaba. Itztaba is a platform. Did you mention yesterday a false flooring? Yeah, okay, that's basically what we're talking about over here. It's a platform, a heightened platform, something that is going to be there for good. Okay, so he built a platform there, and through that platform, it's now less than 20 amas high. Okay, so now that's simple. That we don't need to speak out. What happens if you've done the entire area of the sukkah? You've done that platform. What's going to be the halacha then? It's going to be okay. Yeah, it's kosher now. Why is it kosher? Because by having a platform, it's now going to be less than 20 amas, and it's fine. What happens though in the following case? If Bonoba Itzteba, Itzteba is a platform, if you build a platform, Keneged Doifen Hoem Tsoi, you did it, Keneged, before the middle wall, I explain that in a minute, Alpne Kula, Uboshi Asuka, Chirkola Asuka Felo Mitzvah Ve'Olam. Okay, the following case, I didn't check if there's a picture here, but I'm sure there is. Okay, when we're talking about a sukkah, in this Shulchan Aruch, and in fact in most other cases, we're talking about a three-walled sukkah. So imagine there is a three-walled sukkah, and you're not making a platform throughout the entire area in the sukkah. You're not doing a platform, as we mentioned earlier, it's not a platform on the entire sukkah, but it's just of an area. And which area? So if this would be, what should we make the three walls of the sukkah? What should we make the sukkah? I want to explain it. What should be the three walls? Yeah, what should we do? These three walls? Okay, that's one wall. Okay, let's just, for argument's sake, have one wall, two walls. Okay, that's already not such a brilliant wall, but okay, we're going to assume that's a full wall, and then a third wall going across like this. Okay, now, the area, really, essentially, the area is more than 20 amas, but you're making a platform now. Now, you're not making a platform of the entire floor, because that would be fine then. But what you're doing is, you're making a platform just where I'm standing over here, before the middle wall. Before the middle wall, which is, in our case over here, this wall over here. So you're coming in from here, You've got a wall on this side, a wall on that side, and opposite you, you've got a third wall. Before that wall, you're making a platform. Now, on top of that, or above that platform, you got less than 20 amos. But when you, as you're entering the sukkah, you got more than 20 amos. What's the halacha then?
Seven times seven.
You're saying it's fine. Three walls. The floor, really, as you're walking into the sukkah, it's more than 20 amos high. But you made a platform over here. Okay. Or on top of that platform, you got less than 20 amos. What's the halacha? Pardon the problem? Good or no good? Okay, so the halacha is very interesting. The halacha is that's really interesting, that once you have got a proper sukkah, sheer sukkah that is, if you think about it, think about this platform over here. The platform has got really one wall on this side, it's got one wall on that side, and it's leaning towards that wall as well. So really the platform, really, providing that it's 7 on 7, you've got, really, a three-walled sukkah that is really a kosher sukkah. Why? Because imagine, never mind the part of the sukkah which is this direction, which is more than 20 amos high, but the platform area has got one wall, two walls, three walls, and it's less than 20 amos. So the platform area actually is a very good sukkah. The platform area is brilliant. So now the halacha is, and that's really the key, that's the concept over here. The concept is called psala yoytze min ha-sukkah. That everything, the rest is taka posel. The remaining area, it's true, is actually invalid intrinsically. But since it's an attachment to the kosher area, to the kosher area of the sukkah, it's kosher as well. So we're learning two things. We're learning, first of all, the platform area is for sure fine because one wall, two walls, three walls, less than 20 amos. The platform area is fine. So that's anyway sorted. Point number one. Point number two, we're learning now an additional halacha, that if you've got an invalid area of a sukkah, which is attached directly, and really is, to the kosher part of the sukkah, that becomes kosher as well. And therefore, the other area, which is more than 20 amos, before the platform, that's a kosher sukkah as well, and you can actually, it says in Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, Seif Katan Yud Ches, says in Mishnah Berurah, afilo mitzvah v'alav, v'oichlim v'yeshenim sham, in the area of the sukkah, which is actually more than 20 amos high, but you can actually eat and sit there. Why can you eat and in the sukkah there? Why can you eat in that part of the sukkah? It's more than 20 amos high. The answer is, it's because in its attachment to the part of the sukkah, which is kosher. Does that make sense?
It doesn't matter.
That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter as long as you've got the platform. Yeah. Correct. 100 amas. Yeah, 100 amas. Right. So that's a very interesting halacha. Okay, but now we're going to be learning a different halacha, which is Seif Hei. What's going to be the halacha? Im bono itzte b'min hatzad. What happens if you the itzteba wasn't in our sukkah over here, it wasn't over here, but the platform that you've made is actually on the side. Imagine as you walk into the sukkah on the left-hand side, or as you walk into the sukkah on the right-hand side, it's not opposite you. The case that we had now was that it's this area over here which is opposite you. Now we're discussing what happens if the platform is on your right or on your left. So the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Im bono itzteba min hatzad, if you put that platform on the side, im yesh min ha-itzteba al kois la-sheni pochos ma'aba amois, if you've got less than 4 amos from the other side till the platform, k'sheretz kosher, ala itzte bedavka im lav posul. Let's explain that. We've got over here, I'm sure there's a nice picture here. If you have got the platform, it is a very nice picture. If you have got a platform on the side, now, the problem is over here that it's a little bit more complex than the first case we spoke about. Because you haven't got, in the first case, it was actually quite straightforward because you had three walls. Have you got the case here with the platform on the side? Top case, yeah, with the platform on the side? Okay, over here it's a bit more complex because in the initial case we had a platform, that platform had three walls. So you've got 20 amas, less than 20 amas, you've got one wall, two wall, three wall, it's fine. Now it's a bit more complex because what you're having here is you don't really, have you got three walls which are kosher? Have you got an area which is really a kosher sukkah or not? As you're walking in to the sukkah, you've got a platform on your left and then you've got opposite you and then... But have you got three walls? Does the platform have three kosher walls or not? Does it? Imagine a platform over here leaning towards that wall. How many walls has the platform? The platform, which is the area, which is less than 20 amas, how many walls has he got? Three? Two. The truth is, he might not even have two. He has one for sure. He has one and a half. He might have two. But he might have two, but he might just have one half. Yes, imagine a platform on this area, got one wall, and then here, a little bit, right? So it's going to be half a wall over here. But for sure, that wall has no shaykhus, no connection at all between this wall over here and the platform over there. So this platform is really a bit of a, is no good. So there's one way to sort, so really, the platform over here is actually a problem. But now, so does that make sense so far? The platform here, that sukkah so far is a posel sukkah. So if you're walking in and there's a platform on the side, then actually that's not really helping you. Really. But now, do you remember the concept of Dofen Akuma? How does Dofen Akuma work? Good. Good. Very good. Very good. We learned the concept that if you've got a schach which is posel, which is less than 4 amas, so what happens then is that we call it Dofen Akuma. It's like a slanty wall, and we just consider that the wall. We consider that the wall. So now imagine over here, now this is an unbelievable, such a lumdisha thing. You've got over here the platform on this side. You've got this over here. Now imagine from the platform till the wall is less than 4 amas. Imagine. Imagine, okay? From the end of the platform till the wall is less than 4 amas. So now we can apply the concept of Dofen Akuma. Why? Because we are looking at this schach over here as if this is a schach which is more than 20 amas high. So it's like, it's no good. But it's going to reach eventually a wall which is within 20 amas high. Why? Because of the platform, right? Does that make sense? So therefore, we are applying now the concept of Dofen Akuma. The wall goes up. Like this is all considered a wall, extension of the wall, because more than 20 amas high. If it's less than 4 tefachim, then you're eventually going to hit the schach, which is kosher schach. Dofen Akuma. However, if it's further away than 4 amas, if the platform, from the platform till the wall is more than 4 amas, then Dofen Akuma can't apply, and therefore it's going to be a partial sukkah. Is there a good picture of it?
Yeah, there is.
Right.
So that's under 4.
So yeah, that's right, yeah.
So in this case here...
You don't need to come onto Dofen Akuma at all.
Because...
You don't need, because you've got three walls. One wall, two walls, three walls. You've got three walls.
And here you've got how many walls?
You don't have three walls over here because you've got one wall and one and a half walls. So that's not... This area, this platform area is not a kosher sukkah area.
So it's not touching three walls.
Correct.
So I'm not going to that part though. It's probably is.
Good. The difference is, that's right. The case is, the difference is that can we use something? Have you got? Well, maybe let's lose the picture for a minute. If you have the platform on this area, can you see the picture of the platform? So what happens is, you've got. Does the platform? Do you agree with me that the platform is the only area that is kosher? Because it's got schach within 20 amas. Okay, so do you agree? Now, how many walls does the platform have? Good. So therefore, you can just say, listen here, you can say that the platform area, if you're standing on a platform, you've got a kosher sukkah, because you've got three walls and less than 20 amas. So the platform area is fine. Now, we're extending that. We're saying not only the platform is kosher, but in fact, the whole sukkah becomes kosher because of that. Now, however, in the next case, when you're standing on a platform, which is the only area that has... That is within 20, less than 20 amas. When you're standing on the platform, how many walls have you got? You got only, how many walls have you got? One and a half. Maybe two, but for sure, not one and a half or two walls. It's either way, it's a postal area. So now you're stuck. So the only thing that you can do, you can apply Dofen Akuma over here. How do you apply Dofen Akuma? If it's within 4 amas, you can apply Dofen Akuma from the side. Does that make sense?
But then if you got three,
With the Dofen Akuma, you're going to have the Dofen Akuma wall, which is a beautiful wall. The wall opposite that, and then you've got that. You've got that wall as well. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a bit. I didn't see, what's that?
Right in the front.
Which?
The front.
In which case? Yeah. Once you've got Dofen Akuma, but the concept of Psal. Because once that, the point is that once you've got a kosher sukkah, once you've got a kosher sukkah, but once Psal spreads out, once you've got, that's the concept of Psal Yotzei Min HaSukkah, that once you've got an area which is fine, height-wise, and you've got three walls, everything around it becomes kosher. We're going to see now a fascinating, even sideways. And now we're going to see a most fascinating case. It's such an interesting case. Siv Zayin. Im Bona Itzdeber Emtze. Okay, we've talked about the platform being opposite you. We've talked about the platform being on the side. Now let's talk about a platform being in the middle. And that's such an unbelievable case. Im Bona Itzdeber Emtze. You built that platform in the middle of the sukkah. Now, the halacha is as follows. Im yesh mimenu lakoysel, lekol tzad pochas me'ab amas. If you've got from all the sides less than 4 amas, then kshira la itzteba, afil al gavo yoysa me'asora. Then you're fine, you can do a doifan akuma from all the sides. If it's less than 4 amas, you can do a doifan akuma from all the sides. Even if it's more than high, more than 10, v'im yesh beinu lakoysel ab amas psul afil itzteba gavo yasora. And if it's more than 4 amas, you can't. So in other words, very similar to the earlier case, is that if you've got the itzteba, the platform on the middle, now you can do again, you can do doifan akuma. There is no limit, really, how many doifan akumas you can do. Imagine you've got a platform in the middle. A doifan akuma only works for amas. You've got the platform in the middle. If this wall over here is less than 4 amas, then you can just pull on the doifan akuma like this, and this platform area is going to be kosher. You do the same from the other side, and you do the same from the third side. And like this, what's happening really, you've got a three-walled sukkah on top of the platform. Does that make sense? Is there a picture of that here? Yeah. Dofen Akuma can be applied in a few directions simultaneously, he says. That's the bottom case over here. But now, there's the most fascinating... Does that make sense? So you've got platform in the middle, which is less than 10 amas. Dofen Akuma from the right, Dofen Akuma from the left, Dofen Akuma from the front. Now, I want to ask you a question. If you've got a Dofen Akuma, and that's such a fascinating shaitzian. If you've got a four-walled sukkah, how many doifen akumas are happening?
At least three.
The answer is three. A doifen akuma will not happen, the poskim teach us, doifen akuma will not happen in a case that is not necessary halachically. So since the fourth wall, you don't really need a fourth wall, so therefore there's not going to be a doifen akuma happening over there. Now I want to be asking you a question. You're coming into the sukkah, and there's a platform on the middle. Now, there can be a doifen akuma on three different sides. There could be a doifen akuma over there. But now, where am I allowed to sit? Hold on a sec. Let me say as follows. On the platform. Very good. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. Let's look at Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Aleph. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ala itzteba dafka. You can only sit on the platform, on the platform itself. Says the Mishnah Berurah on top of the page. The Misham v'le'alon, e'ef shal ha'achshir, agabo the itzteba k'le'el. You can't, there is no concept over here of psala yotzei min ha'sukkah. You don't stretch it out. The oleke sham schach kosher, you're only on top of the platform, you are safe. Anywhere else, you're not. Shayasiyas as, correct. We're talking about within... I'm reading from Chof Aleph. You're right. Thank you so much for pointing it out. You're right. I made a mistake. You're right. You're 100% right. This is going on the previous Siv Zayin. Right. You're right. Thank you very much. So one second, let me just get this straight. One second, please give me 30 seconds. I'm getting confused over here. Can I just see the picture that he brings over here? Sorry, can I just... Ah. Okay. Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay, yeah. Okay, so the thing, let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah anyway. The Mishnah Veralon EF Shalachshag Abba the Bekleel. Tolek Sham Schach Kosha, Sharasiso Schach Ladoifen. Vim Kein, Yoshef Tachas Adoifen. In other words, when you're applying Doifen Akuma, you're sitting under the wall. Right? It's not kosher for Yeshiva Sukkah. But now imagine the following case that we mentioned earlier. That you've got, as you walk in, there's a platform. And the platform is within 4 amas from all the walls. Again, you're walking into the sukkah. As you're walking in, there's a platform. And there is a wall on the right, within 4 amas. Wall on the left, within 4 amas. And a wall from the opposite you, within 4 amas. So what's the halach? Where are you allowed to eat?
Wherever you eat, it's kosher. So long as
why? Why would you say that?
Because it's a kilodaita that...
Wherever. But it's doifen akuma. Correct.
So wherever you are, if you are behaving in a way which requires being under a sukkah.
Good. Very interesting. So very good. Does everybody else, I think the point is that you are saying that wherever you are, it should be fine. The truth is, it's not everywhere fine because really under a doifen akuma, you can't sit under a doifen akuma. Doifen akuma is considered a wall. So why are you saying that it's okay?
So long as you have 3 dupanas, which are not where you're standing underneath, then the mefreya, you're always going to have been under.
But why is that not doifen akuma? Why doesn't the doifen akuma apply over there?
I'm not understanding your question.
Why I understand the platform is fine, but why is it that beyond the platform is fine? Why shouldn't doifen akuma apply? Very good. Yeah, that's right. Okay. Very good. Yeah, 100%. So the answer is that there is, when you're making doifen akumas, there's still going to be one side, the entrance side, for instance, there's going to be a psal hayotzim min hasukkah applying over there. Because only 3 doifen akumas apply. You're having doifen akuma from this side, from that side, and from that side. But there's going to be one side which doifen akuma won't apply, and you're going to have psal hayotzim min hasukkah there.
So therefore you're saying that 3 sides are no good to sit on or stand in.
Right.
That one bit
good.
Hasn't been...
Good. With doifen akuma, right. But the question now is as follows. That really, which side?
Yeah.
Very good. And now we're having this unbelievable case. It's such a beautiful case, this. We're having now a case that where we're all agreeing that 3 sides is no good and 1 side is good, but which one is better than the other? Is it the one where the nicest decoration is? Is it the one where the best chair is? Oh, so now the MS is that we're learning that actually you can sit wherever you want, and that's going to be, as you're saying, actually, that wherever you're sitting, it's actually fine. Wherever you're sitting, it's fine, because we're saying that's the side, the place that you're sitting, that's the side that you're assuming is... It's a psal, that's not doifen akuma, that's psal hayotzim min hasukkah. But can you change your mind? What happens if you, for the first meal, you're deciding, okay, and that's the side, and after you realize it's a bit chilly that side, you're going to go on the other side. Can you do that? So the answer is actually, yes, you can. You can do it anytime. You can do it anytime. You can do it anytime. You can change. And you say, today this is the psal, next meal this is the psal. But now you're coming on to an unbelievable case, and that's how we started the shir. That you can. What about the other person? What about the other person? If you're sitting on this side, can he sit on the other side?
Well, no, it wouldn't be a problem with 4 people.
With 4 people, that's right. You can have it. You can have it in theory. Yeah, well, you can have it with 4 people.
No,
you
have 2.
Right. So the answer is you can really, in theory, you can have 4 people sitting around the sukkah, and they're all claiming that this is my side that is kosher for me.
No, that can't work.
It can.
One of them has to be possible.
Not really, because it's possible for you, but it's fine for me. I know, but it's unbelievable, but it works. That's what Shai Tzion says. You have over here, if you look at Shai Tzion of Kotten Chof Beis, he said that yes, if Kotten Chof Beis says Mishneh Berurah, I'm betogel mavava shekosav dim yeshko dalet fanois, skipping a line, and when if there's 4 walls, v'yeshle kol tzad pochas medalet ames, and every side's got less than 4 ames, kol hasukok sheiro, the whole sukkah is kosher, b'yesh itzteba Shia Sukkah, when the Itzabe, if the Itzabe, the platform has got 7-on-7. Vetamo, the reason is, the Kol Pa'am, Yesh Lo'ima, Ani Mechashav Zeke, Psala Yotze. Everybody claims, my side is where the Psala Yotze is. V'ashan Gimel Tfanetz Kedoif Anakuma, the remaining three sides is Doif Anakuma. The Aime Bikuri Yaakud, the Metzatel Lehati, the Tafke B'Shnei Ibn Odom. Yeah, but you can have, so in theory you could have, so that's really the if you want a nice riddle, you can really have a case, that for me, this side is a Kosher Sukkah, because I'm assuming this is the Psala Yotze Mirasukkah. This side doesn't need Doif Anakuma. This is Psala Yotze Mirasukkah. Where I'm sitting, that's the fine side. I've got a neighbor sitting opposite me, and he's claiming, this is my right side. For I'm not allowed to sit. I'm not allowed to sit on his place now, because I'm sitting on this place. For, I just read now Shari Tzion Sifkot and Chov Beis. Excuse me. Thank you very much, Rav Gideon. You're really on the ball tonight. Yes, Sifkot and Chov Gimel. Yes, so you've so that works. I mean, in reality, you've got a sukkah over here. That is that particular place for me is posel now, and for you is kosher, and vice versa. Isn't that interesting?
Would he be misspelled to the dust of his father?
Very nice question. I won't know. I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know. I don't know.
The same spot,
that very spot where I am. Why is it kosher for me? The case is clear, yeah? You've got Doif and Akuma from three sides, and from four sides, really. Four sides are making a Doif and Akuma. Now, I'm not having three Doif and Akumas actually happening, because Doif and Akumas happen on three, and one side is the Psala Yotzim Nasuka, which is remember the picture? Yeah? So one side is Psala Yotzim Nasuka, which is kosher for me to sit on. Doif and Akuma, I can't sit on Doif and Akuma. Doif and Akuma is a wall. I can't sit on the wall. But a Psala Yotzim Nasuka, I certainly can sit. So far, so good? Yeah? Now, so I can be sitting on one side, and I'm going to be deciding, this is the Psala Yotzim Nasuka side. This is my side, Psala Yotzim Nasuka. I'm allowed to sit over here. I'm sitting near that wall. That's Psala Yotzim Nasuka. But I've got a neighbor coming, and he's eating, and on the other side. And he's claiming, this is a Psala Yotzim Nasuka. Now, I'm not allowed to sit over there, because for me, this is Doif and Akuma. And he's not allowed to sit over there, because that's his Doif and Akuma. But I'm allowed to sit here. He's allowed to sit there. They could, but then he'd have to be sitting on my lap, and I prefer not. So, but it works. It perfectly works. Now, Reb Nissen Karelitz asked on that a question. Can I be moitzi him in Boyekas Leishay Besuka? That's a good one. That's a good one. What do you think? You say, yeah? What do you think?
Well, he's a
bar
human.
It's actually Avriashiv, I'm not seeing that. It's not Reb Nissen Karelitz. Avriashiv, yeah?
If he's chayav and he's able to be potter himself, then can be
yotze
with Shemek Oina.
You probably Shemek Oina, yeah, probably Shemek Oina. He says that not for you, it's a Doif and Akuma, and you can't motzi your bocha. It's a Doif and Akuma for you, it's a wall. For you, he's sitting on the wall. You can't be motzi in the bocha. Interesting. Okay, interesting. I'd just like to carry on quickly, see if Ches. Sukkah, I think it's a fascinating case. I don't think there's any other case in Al-Chasukah. I mean, I'm not a Bokin Al-Chasukah, but I've yet to come across a case that is like that. You can have the same like this fascinating Doif and Akuma, the same spot being good for one, not good for the other. I don't think there's any other similar. It's very interesting. It's very, very Londish, but it's really, really nice, really beautiful. And it's actually Shaar HaTzion. It's not even a Mishneh Berurah. It's a Shaar HaTzion. Siv Ches, Mishneh Berurah, Shulchan Aruch says, Sukkah she'eino gevurah asorot tfochim psula. If you've got a Sukkah which is less than 10 tfochim, we know that. It's possible. If it's from the ground till the schach, less than 10 tfochim, it's possible, and if tes ha'isegvoya ma'asora, if it's more than 10 tefachim v'hutzin yoredim le'soich asora, if it's more than ten and hutzin yoredim le'soich asora, they go into the 10. Afilu im chamoson merubah metzilosam psula, aber im hanoyin yoredim le'soich asora enom psulim. But I think we'll leave this case for Sunday mitzvah. So we'll carry on from Sif tes and yud mitzvah on Sunday.